Gloomhaven's second edition review is the legendary campaign worth the splurge. Robert here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. Yes, with one honest condition. The second edition is not a cash grab reprint. Designer Isaac Childers' team reworked the broken classes, redesigned over a third of the missions, added a faction reputation system, and rewrote the rulebook so the notoriously steep on-ramp is finally gentle. But if you've ever wanted one game to disappear into for a year, this is the grail, and the second edition is the version to own. I have a rule about the top shelf, the one above my desk, eye level, the spot a thing only earns by being asterisk finished and started again. Gloomhaven has lived there since 2018. It is the heaviest box I own, the most intimidating, and measured in the only currency that matters to a collector, hours of genuine joy per dollar, the cheapest game on the wall. So when Cephalofia shipped the second edition in May 2025, I approached it the way you'd approach a remaster of your favorite album, hopeful, but braced for a cynical cash-in. It is not that. This is a true revision, the kind a team makes when they've spent 6 years learning what the original got wrong and finally have the budget to fix it. The classes that were broken are fixed. The missions that dragged are tightened. The rulebook that made grown adults rage quit on setup is now a teaching tool. And the box is still an absolute beast. I verified every price, count, and quote so you can buy with your eyes open. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What exactly is Gloomhaven, and why do collectors call it the Grail? Gloomhaven is a cooperative, campaign-driven tactical combat game for 1 to 4 players, a sprawling, GM-less fantasy adventure where a band of mercenaries fights through a branching, 101 scenario story across roughly 300 hours of play. Think of it as a Dungeons & Dragons campaign distilled into a board game. No dungeon master required, the rulebook runs the monsters, and your choices permanently change the world and the story. Designed by Isaac Childers and published by Cephalofia Games in 2017, the original wasn't just a hit, it was a phenomenon. It seized the one spot on Board Game Geek in 2017 and held it until February 2023, an almost unheard-of reign. It won *6* Golden Geek Awards in its debut year: Best Overall, Best Strategy, Best Cooperative, Most Innovative, Best Solo, Best Thematic, then took the 2018 Origins Award for Game of the Year. The reason it's the grail for collectors isn't the awards, though it's the shape of the experience. Most board games are a meal. Gloomhaven is an asterisk season of television. Your characters level up, unlock new abilities, retire when they complete a personal quest, and hand the world off to the next mercenary you roll. The map fills in as you play. Sealed boxes and envelopes wait to be opened only when the story earns it. It is the closest the hobby has come to a single-player RPG you play with your hands. The second edition keeps all of that and sands down the rough edges. The world, the story, and the bones are the same, but as one reviewer put it, the changes are so thorough that it makes the original Gloomhaven look like complete trash by comparison. Designed for the long table, Gloomhaven is not a fill-the-evening party game. It rewards a stable group of 1 to 3 players. It technically supports 4, but plays tighter and faster at 2 to 3, who treat it like a standing appointment. The campaign assumes continuity, the same characters, the same choices, carried forward over months. The reign on Board Game Geek Gloomhaven sat at 1 on Board Game Geek from 2017 until February 2023, over 5 years, as the highest-rated board game in the world, across tens of thousands of ranked titles. What's actually inside the enormous box? Let's talk about the box, because the box is a legend in its own right. It weighs roughly 20 pounds, and opening it for the first time is genuinely a little overwhelming. As the Meeple Mountain review put it, it comes in a ginormous box. There's lots of stuff in the box, and that reviewer wasn't exaggerating when they described wrestling with asterisk, the huge box, 1 million components, 3 books, and all the tracking material. Here is what the second edition packs in with the verified counts, 101 scenarios, the heart of the campaign. The breakdown of the revision is telling: 32 lightly modified, 36 significantly modified, 14 fully reworked, 14 brand new, and only 5 left unchanged from the original. 18 character classes, up from 17 in the first edition. 6 are available from the start, the other 12 are sealed and unlocked through play. Each is a completely distinct play style with its own deck of ability cards. 152 items to buy and equip, 43 of them new, 76 modified, 19 reworked. 180 events, city and road, a staggering 163 of them brand new, plus 120, plus new non-scenario narrative sections that flesh out the world between fights. 22 personal quests, the secret retirement goals that drive each mercenary. Battle goals expanded from 24 to 60, the little per scenario challenges that earn you perks. 3 hefty books, rulebook, scenario book, and the new Learn to Play guide. A mountain of map tiles, monster standees, character miniatures, all new sculpts, with summons now getting their own standees, an attack modifier deck per character, monster stat cards, money and experience tokens, condition tokens, and an organizer insert. The single best upgrade in the box might be the least glamorous. The rulebook and scenario guide were completely rewritten, with clearer examples, better indexing, and an actual onboarding path. The original setup was so notorious that fans built apps just to survive it. The second edition finally treats teaching the game as a design problem worth solving. One practical note, this is an asterisk legacy style asterisk game, which historically meant permanent stickers on the map and torn up cards. The second edition offers reusable and digital tracking options, and a separate removable sticker set exists if you ever want to reset and replay, more on that below. Budget a session 0 for setup before scenario 1, set aside an evening just to punch components. Sort the attack modifier and item decks, and assemble the insert. Doing it once, properly, saves you 15 minutes of fishing at the start of every game night for the next year. A good organizer, see the pics, turns setup from a chore into 90 seconds. The component count, by a reviewer who survived it, Meeple Mountains reviewer, described the game stretching their capacities with the huge box, 1 million components, 3 books, and all the tracking material, an affectionate exaggeration that captures the genuine scale of what you're unboxing. How does it actually play at the table? The engine that makes Gloomhaven sing is its card-driven combat, and it's unlike almost anything else in the hobby. There are no dice for actions. Instead, each character holds a hand of dual action ability cards, and every round you commit to 2 of them face down before you know exactly what your allies are doing. Here's the elegant tension. Each card has a top action and a bottom action, but you only get to use asterisk 1/2 of each card per round, a top from one, a bottom from the other. The number on the card you choose for initiative determines your turn order. As Meeple Mountain described it, you'll play 2 cards in a face-down stack. The one on top, when flipped over, determines your initiative for the round. So every turn is a miniature puzzle. Which 2 cards, which halves, in what order, knowing your hand is finite and resting to recover cards burns 1 card permanently for the scenario. That last part is the genius. Your hand size is your health of a different kind. Run out of cards, and your mercenary collapses from exhaustion, scenario over, regardless of hit points. So every powerful burn ability, the ones you discard rather than recover, is a Faustian bargain. Do you unleash the devastating attack now and shorten your stamina, or grind it out conservatively? Monsters run themselves off a shared AI deck and simple targeting rules, so there's no adversarial GM, you're all on the same side against the rulebook. Combat resolves through an attack modifier deck instead of dice. A built-in bell curve you improve over the campaign, swapping out the bad cards for good ones as you earn perks. The result is a tactical experience that reviewers consistently call asterisk deep and rewarding. Meeple Mountain nailed the feel. There's a delightful puzzle to be found in each scenario, asterisk, and when you figure out how to make a character work, it feels really good. That click, the moment your hand of cards stops being a constraint and becomes a combo machine, is the whole reason this game has a 5-year reign on its resume. Between scenarios, you return to the city of Gloomhaven, shop for items, level up, draw events that pose moral and strategic choices, manage your standing with the game's factions, and decide which mission to tackle next from a branching web of options. Gloomhaven components laid out, map tiles, miniatures, enemy standees, and decks ready for a campaign session. The two-card hand is everything. New players instinctively burn powerful cards early and exhaust themselves halfway through a scenario. The discipline that separates a wipe from a win. Treat your hand size as a clock. Recover, don't burn, when you can, save your lose actions for the moment that actually breaks the scenario open, and always keep one card in reserve so a forced rest doesn't end your run prematurely. It's a Euro puzzle wearing a dungeon crawler's coat. Don't come to Gloomhaven for Ameritrash thrills and big dice swings. Come for the cold, satisfying optimization of a Euro. Meeple Mountain put it bluntly, recommend it if you're looking for a superlative Euro puzzle experience. If your group wants chaotic luck and storytelling theatrics, this precise, deterministic engine may feel more like solving than playing. That's about 67 cents per hour of entertainment, and that's before you factor in replay value, the second campaign you'll run with new characters, or the resale value of a box that holds its price better than almost anything in the hobby. The hours have to happen. If no, no price is low enough. The second edition specifically increases the value proposition over the original in a way that matters for newcomers. The biggest barrier to those 300 hours was always the learning curve. The original game's setup and rules complexity caused real groups to bounce off before they ever got to the good part. By rewriting the rulebook, adding a learn-to-play guide, and rebalancing the classes so none feel like a trap, the second edition makes those hours easier to actually reach. Nerdly called it Asterisk, a systemic refinement that addresses nearly every pain point of the original, and concluded that for new players, the second edition is the definitive way to experience Gloomhaven. One real-world purchasing note, pricing has been turbulent. Cephalofia added a tariff-related surcharge to some direct orders in 2025 due to import costs, and street prices fluctuate. The value verdict from a reviewer who's played both editions, Gideon's Gaming, awarded the second edition its top honor and called it a reimagining, an artistic revision rather than a cash grab, concluding that for a group that plays frequently, it's the best dollar-to-hour entertainment ratio you will ever see. Watch the price, ignore the hype cycle, it rarely goes deeply on sale, demand is steady, so don't wait for a 50% off miracle that isn't coming. How do you get started, and what should a first-time campaign know? The second edition is the friendliest on-ramp this game has ever had, but it still rewards a little preparation. Here's how I'd start a fresh campaign. Before night one, punch everything and sort it once. Build the insert, or buy a better organizer. This is the single biggest quality of life investment you can make. Read the learn-to-play guide first, not the full rulebook. The second edition specifically added this to teach you the core loop before drowning you in edge cases. Nerdly credited it with making the game far less intimidating. Each player picks one of the six starting classes. Don't overthink it. The starters are well balanced, and you'll retire and swap characters naturally as the campaign unfolds. Your first few scenarios. Play the opening scenarios as written. They're a deliberate tutorial that introduces mechanics in sequence. Resist the urge to house rule anything yet. Start on normal difficulty. The game scales to your party level and size. The second edition added an optional difficulty mechanic if you want to tune it later, but the default curve is well tuned. Embrace the card management discipline early. See the strategy callout above. Exhaustion losses are the one reason first timers lose scenarios. Don't peek in sealed boxes or envelopes. The slow reveal is half the magic. Settle your table expectations. Agree on a regular cadence. A campaign played once a month for a year is a completely different, lesser experience than one played weekly. Momentum matters. Decide solo versus group up front. Gloomhaven is a superb solo game, played two-handed, controlling two mercenaries. Many players report finishing the entire second edition campaign solo and loving it. The difficulty of Asterisk learning Asterisk peaks in the first two or three scenarios and then drops off a cliff. Once the core loop clicks, the rules fade into the background and the tactics take over. Push through the first night and you're home. Close detail of Gloomhaven's tactical card and token combat system. Solo. Run two characters. Gloomhaven plays beautifully solo. If you control two mercenaries at once, two-handed, it preserves the class synergy puzzle that makes combat sing, and players regularly report completing the full second edition campaign this way. A single character is doable, but loses the tactical interplay that is the game's best feature. Manage your factions deliberately. The second edition's new reputation system ties you to three factions, the Shields, the Sect, and the Merchant's Guild. As Gideon's Gaming noted, your reputation with these factions also affects some of the items you can buy, and it gates certain missions. Pick a lean early and commit. Trying to please everyone leaves you with weak standing across the board. Which expansions and accessories are actually worth buying? The base game is a complete 300-hour experience. You do not need a single add-on to get full value. If you love it, the big box is the main course. For the Reset and Replay collector, the removable sticker set second edition, Gloomhaven is legacy style. The campaign permanently marks your map. This vinyl set replaces all the scenario, enhancement, and unique stickers with removable ones, so you can reset the whole campaign to factory fresh and replay it, or sell it intact. If you suspect you'll want a second run with different choices, buy this asterisk before you start, not after. For more story after the credits, Forgotten Circles. This is the original campaign expansion. Note it was built for first edition content, so confirm compatibility for your edition before buying. It adds 20 new scenarios set after the main campaign. A new character class, the East the Diviner, 7 new monster types including 3 bosses, and 14 new items. It's beloved but notoriously the asterisk hardest content in the line, strictly an after you've mastered the base game purchase. For your sanity, a real organizer. The stock insert is fine. A dedicated foam core or laser cut organizer, Folded Space and Lazarox both make second edition versions, turns 15-minute setups into 90-second ones. Whether it's worth it depends entirely on how much you value your time at the table. For a game you'll set up dozens of times, I think it pays for itself. What I'd skip at the start, don't buy the post-game expansion or a second campaign's worth of content until you've actually played the base box. Many people get their 300 hours and are happily done. Buy the expansions when you asterisk miss the game, not before. Jaws of the Lion miniatures and scenario book, designed to teach the Gloomhaven system as you play. Buy the sticker set before you start if there's any chance you'll want to replay the campaign or keep the box resaleable. Apply the removable sticker set from Scenario 1. Retrofitting it after you've already stuck permanent stickers down defeats the purpose. The value is in never marking the original components at all. Check edition compatibility on older expansions. Forgotten Circles and the original sticker sets were produced for first edition Gloomhaven. The second edition rebalanced classes and scenarios, so verify the specific product's stated compatibility or look for a second edition labeled version before buying older add-ons. When in doubt, the base second edition box and the second edition removable sticker set are the safe pairing. Who is it for and who should absolutely skip it? Buy Gloomhaven second edition if you are a solo player who wants a deep RPG-like campaign you can run two-handed across months. A stable group of 2 to 3 who can commit to a regular game night. Weekly is ideal, monthly is the floor. Someone who asterisk loves the puzzle of optimization, hand management, turn order timing, combo building. The click of a plan coming together is the entire payoff. A collector who wants one definitive, do-it-all campaign box on the shelf, and you want the asterisk best asterisk version of it, which this is. A first-timer who's curious about the legend but was scared off by the original's reputation. The second edition is, by consensus, the friendliest and best way in. Skip it, or start with Jaws of the Lion if you are a casual or social gamer who plays a different title every night. Meeple Mountain was candid here. They could recommend it to a certain type of game group or player, asterisk, but cannot breathlessly recommend it wholeheartedly to anyone everywhere all the time. Looking for story-rich, role-playing experience over tactical combat, Gloomhaven's narrative is good and the world is rich. But the core asterisk is a deterministic combat puzzle. It is not a replacement for a tabletop RPG short on table space or storage. This is a genuinely large physical commitment. Unwilling to manage a learning curve at all, the second edition softened it dramatically, but the first session is still a real climb. The honest summary, Gloomhaven is not for everyone, and that's asterisk fine, it never tried to be. It is a specialist's masterpiece. For the right person, it is the best value and the best experience in the hobby. For the wrong person, it's an expensive, intimidating doorstop. The honest gatekeeper, there's no contradiction. The box is a filter. If a year-long board game project sounds thrilling, you're the target. A reviewer's measured recommendation, Meeple Mountain's reviewer, despite acknowledging the game's brilliance, landed on a careful verdict. Recommendable to a certain type of game group or player, but not to anyone everywhere all the time. That nuance is exactly right, match the game to the buyer. Final verdict. The second edition isn't a cynical reprint. It's a true revision that fixes the broken classes, redesigns over a third of the 101 scenarios, adds a faction reputation system, and finally rebuilds the rulebook, so the legendary learning curve is approachable. For a committed solo player or a stable group of 1 to 3 who will return to the table across months, nothing else delivers this much game, this well, for the money, buy it without hesitation and clear a shelf. For the right buyer, this earns a permanent place on the shelf. Highly recommended. Frequently asked questions. Yes, if you have 1 to 3 people who will play it repeatedly over months. What's different between Gloomhaven First and Second Edition? The Second Edition keeps the same world and story, but reworks nearly everything mechanically. It has 101 scenarios, up from 95, with over a third redesigned, 18 classes, up from 17, with broken classes like the Eclipse and Music Note rebalanced, 180 events, 163 brand new, a new faction reputation system, expanded battle goals, 24 to 60, new miniatures, and a completely rewritten rulebook, plus a learn-to-play guide. Reviewers say it feels like a fresh game. Do I need any expansions to enjoy the base game? Number the base second edition box is a complete tilde 300-hour experience. Expansions like Forgotten Circles add post-game content, and the removable sticker set enables replay, but none are required for full value. Buy add-ons only after you've played the base game and want more. Can you play Gloomhaven solo? Yes, and it's excellent solo. The standard approach is two-handed, controlling two mercenaries at once, which preserves the class synergy puzzle that makes combat sing. Many players complete the entire second edition campaign solo this way. A single character is possible, but loses the tactical interplay. How long does one scenario take to play? A single scenario typically runs 60 to 120 minutes of play, plus roughly 15 minutes of setup, the first time, much faster with a good organizer. The full campaign of 101 scenarios totals around 300 hours, spread across however many sessions your group plays. How many players is it best with? It supports 1 to 4 players, but plays tightest and fastest at 2 to 3. At 4 players, scenarios run longer and turn order gets busier. Solo, two-handed, and 2 to 3 player counts are the sweet spot for both pacing and the tactical puzzle. Is Gloomhaven hard to learn? The second edition is dramatically easier to learn than the original, thanks to a rewritten rulebook and a dedicated learn-to-play guide. The difficulty peaks in the first 2 or 3 scenarios and then drops off sharply once the core card play loop clicks. Read the learn-to-play guide first, not the full rulebook. Should I start with Jaws of the Lion or the Big Box? It's a standalone Gloomhaven Lite with the same combat engine, a gentle 5-scenario tutorial, and a shorter 25-scenario campaign. If you love it, graduate to the second edition base box. If you already know you want the full experience, go straight to the big box. Does the campaign permanently destroy components? By default, it's legacy style, with stickers placed permanently on the map and some cards modified. However, the second edition offers reusable and digital tracking options and a separate removable sticker set, ASINB0 GLLMFDF4, lets you keep everything resettable and replayable if you apply it from the start. How big and heavy is the box? It's one of the largest boxes in the hobby, roughly £20, packed with 3 books, 101 scenarios worth of map tiles, miniatures, standees, and what one reviewer affectionately called 1 million components. You plan for significant storage and table space, and budget a one-time setup session to punch and sort everything. Is it a role-playing game or a combat game? At its core, it's a tactical combat puzzle, not a true RPG. The world is rich, and your choices branch the story, but there's no freeform role-play or dungeon master. The rulebook runs the monsters, and the heart of the game is the deterministic, card-driven combat. If you want story-first role-playing, it's not a substitute for a tabletop RPG. How does Gloomhaven 2nd Edition compare to Frosthaven? Gloomhaven 2nd Edition is the more approachable and better balanced starting point. Most players should begin with Gloomhaven 2nd Edition, or Jaws of the Lion, and only move to Frosthaven once they've mastered the system and want the biggest possible follow-up.